We would like to speak to you about fluid goals. The world you come from, because it has been so charged with patriarchal values, is crowded with rigid goals. And it is not that certainly a woman cannot do rigid goals, or a man either for that matter, but it is so much wiser to understand how to be fluid as you move toward your goal. There is a reason for this. In the "I will not stop until I get there" goal, something is always sacrificed along the way. You will not be surprised to learn that what is sacrificed is you. And that is what that rigid thing says. It is, do not ever stop, do not rest, do not even change course until you get to the goal. And we know some of you have experienced that when you have worked your life in that way. By the time you get to the goal, you are far too exhausted to enjoy it. And on your way to the goal, if there is fluidity in it, then you can still get to the goal. And oddly enough, sometimes faster, which goes against all the things you have heard from patriarchal structure. But you are taking care of yourself as you move toward that goal. And so your world is wide. And you are able to attract in things, support, the kind of support that you really need for what you are doing. In the rigid goal, it is all narrow, and it is mean. It is mean-spirited. It does not mean that you cannot get to the goal in that way, but it means that you have to stop counting the cost. And we would like to say to you that we are hoping, as you move forward in your life, that you will get over the habit of not counting the cost. It is a patriarchally established habit, and it is very, very bad for men and women, but women perhaps have been pressed more in this area than men have. So what does it mean then to have a fluid goal? Do you have a plan? You do, of course. You have a direction. Hopefully that direction is attuned to your heart, to who you are, to how you want to move. But along the way, you are not losing awareness of yourself and what you need and what is good for you. When it is time to rest, when it is time to ask for help, when it is time to even extend past the box that your goal may have put you in. You do not lose any of those things when you are working fluidly toward your goal. Now, we want to mention one other thing, and that is, let us say that this could be a small thing as well as a large thing, but you have pushed through to your goal. And the moment you get there, you are depressed. You are ashamed. You are saddened. But you do not want to admit that, because after all, you pressed through to that goal, did you not? And here is another place where we must stay aware, we must stay alive. Perhaps you did all those things and got to your goal, but all the feelings that you are having are trying to tell you that you paid too high a price for getting to the goal in that way. So here is a place where we are going to not change our goals. Always we want our goals to be in line with our heart. We hope we all know to do that. But you are going to change how you take care of yourself as you move toward your goal. a very, very important thing. And we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And know that your breath is your power, and it will go where you send it, and heal what is wounded, and strengthen what is afraid. Feel a cloud above your head, a cloud that is white and light, and a cloud that gathers. And let that cloud gather any heavy thoughts, any thoughts that do not respect and preserve you. Gather them up, take them out of your mind and your body. Gather them. Watch the cloud float away, taking your burdensome thoughts with it. And feel a warm rain fall. And as it falls, let it wash away the weak, wash away the burdens, wash away the heaviness, and leave the field around you light and easy. Now see a beautiful sun above your head, and feel the crown opening, and that sun tips over like a pitcher and pours the radiance of universal light into your body. Let it pour into your crown and expand your ability to bring to yourself what you want, what expands you, makes you powerful and abundant and loved. Feel that energy flow into your third eye. Cleanse the third eye of any limitation. Let the third eye dream for you, and let it show you the beauty of your dream when it is a match for you, when it is the size that you are, and allow that to focus for you and become clearer. Let the fear fall away from it. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your heart center. And let that golden light strengthen your heart center and awaken it. let it awaken the power in you that you may not have brought to life before. And know that with the energy of the universe, the heart has no fear. Feel the light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And give the light a moment to loosen the emotions that we may have held before, that we may have held onto because we are afraid or because we have believed a thing that is not true. And let the light move those emotions out of our body. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your second center. And feel the loosening of the shame, of the judgment, of the perfection. Feel it breaking up in the light of the power of universal love. Feel the old wounds and the old scars leaving your body as the golden light heals and fills in that second center, allowing it to be the cleansing agency in your life, allowing it to be the waterfall that washes away the things that you do not wish to hold. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the golden light begin to reform the root so that it can hold in reality the life you wish to create and all that you wish to create in it. Feel now that the golden light is sending stars into your body, stars that hold the focus for what you want, for your goals, in fluidity and power and kindness. And feel a star in your crown, in your third eye, in your throat, in your heart, in your solar plexus, and your second center, and your root. And feel those stars come alive with energy and joy and creativity. And feel energy come up from the earth and join the energy of the universe in a beautiful braid of light and power of spirit and earth, and feel the joy that it is making in you. And breathe into that union. See that a path extends from your heart center and moves upward, and feel how easily your energy moves upward with it, so that you claim your right as the child of the universe to be once more a part of it, supported and loved and inspired by it. and follow the path upward to a place where the universe has left a gift for you. Resting the mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.